AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion, there were cheers outside the court. And there were jeers. At the White House.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
President Biden says the health and life of women are now at risk.
State laws banning abortion are automatically taking effect today, jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exceptions. So extreme that the women could be punished for protecting their health. So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child.
The president called on Congress to restore protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says it's the most important pro-life ruling ever.
Americans celebrate this historic victory because we know it will save the lives of millions of children and it will give families hope.
Former President Donald Trump praised the Supreme Court decision. He said in an interview with Fox News, the decision will work out for everybody. A Russian military cargo plane crashed in a southwest region in Russia, killing 5 crew members, leaving several others injured. A modest but wide-ranging gun violence measure moved within an eyelash of House approval, a vote that would send the measure to President Biden. An aftershock took more lives and threatened to pile even more misery on an area of eastern Afghanistan, reeling from a powerful earthquake that state media says killed more than 1,100 people this week. There is now a second coronavirus option for kids ages 6 to 17. The CDC says it is recommending Moderna shots as an option for school-aged kids and teens. Stocks remain higher. This is AP News. Toyota is recalling a new electric car.
It's the BZ4X crossover vehicle, which went on sale about 2 months ago. The problem is wheel bolts that can loosen. The danger is that the wheel itself could come off. Toyota says it's investigating the cause of the issue. The recall affects just 2,700 vehicles. Most were destined for Europe, about 270 headed for North America. The BZ4X is a key model in Toyota's plans to strengthen its electric lineup. It's aiming to have 30 EV vehicles by 2030. The maker of the Prius hybrid, Toyota has been seen by some critics as a straggler in electric vehicles, partly because of its success in other green technology, like hybrids. I'm Ben Thomas.
Juul is asking a federal court to block an order by the Food and Drug Administration to stop selling its electronic cigarettes. The action was part of a sweeping effort by the agency to bring scientific scrutiny to the multi-billion dollar vaping industry after years of regulatory delays. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.